Good morning. If you're listening out there, well, thanks. If you're not, I get it. This isn't that important. Welcome to Adjust Your Shorts, the new podcast where we go over the news. So hike up your trousers because you're about to get kicked in the dick, but with a twist. You see, normally I just Google the news. But I've learned in the last couple of days that doing that is not good for your health. So I've also started including some good news in my daily diet, because I think that's probably important. But let's start with the beginning. It's business as usual. It's like they just keep reporting the same stuff over and over again, and almost expecting for people to stay interested. And I got news for you. It is so uninteresting. Here are the headlines. Trump suggests U.S. control of Ukraine. Blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit? Here's how it's working. Russia's taken over Ukraine. The rest of the world doesn't know how to deal with it. Okay. There you go. Trump signing an executive order to shut down the Department of Education. Got it. We're shutting that down. Four more progressive groups pressure Schumer to stand up or resign as the leader of the minority. Yeah. Because he approved a stopgap bill to keep the government operating. And his argument is sound. It says, if we don't keep the government open, then we can't go to court to fight these things that they want to fight, which makes sense. So, that's easy. Let's see. Intelligence shared with White House shows Ukrainians not encircled in Kursk region. Okay, more stuff in Russia, Ukraine. Don't care. I don't care. I think I'm over caring about this. It's like all they want you to see is war and stuff. Next one, Israel strike kills dozens as military launches first ground attack since the ceasefire collapsed. Well, the ceasefire didn't collapse. Netanyahu wanted to change the points of the deal. Hamas said no. I have a joke for this. Is anybody going to tell them that it just sounds like they're fighting over lunch meat? Yeah, let me get a, you know, I always go with the Palestinian. Let me get a Hamas sandwich with a side of, I can't even remember what it is, but yeah, somebody should tell them they're just fighting over lunch meat. Here we go. Exciting, but no bombshells as the JFK files are released. Now, here is a true actual bombshell from that. By accident, when they released those JFK files, they also released, they basically accidentally doxed a bunch of CIA agents. Now, this is kind of fun because the CIA has access to all of our information, all of your information. They can just look at it. But when the tables turned and we can see their information, well, now there's a problem and it's criminal. And these 80-year-old and 70-year-old ex and current CIA agents don't like it. Oh, you mean you don't like it when somebody's looking at your life that you want to try to keep private? I don't know why this makes me so happy. It's like these grumpy old fuckers finally have the table turned on them and know how it feels to have somebody looking and prying, and you know, the whole world gets to look at your life and they don't like it. Got a few executions on the docket today. Fine. I mean, this is what is being reported. This is what the daily news wants you to be thinking about. 2025 World Happiness Report shows the U.S. is lowest ever on the list. Pope no longer requires mechanical ventilation. Well, speaking of mechanical ventilation, I saw something in the good news, in case I forget, where they, in Australia, successfully kept a man alive for 100 days, a third of a year or so, quarter of a year, with a totally mechanical heart, which is pretty wild. You know what? Let's get into the good news. Rare sighting of four snow leopards together sparks a frenzy of excitement. Nerds, but cool. I saw an article that said that just looking at wildlife can help your immune system. Or, no, reduce pain. That's what it is. So just looking at something cute. This is how hard it is to find good news. Millions praise crossing guard who waltzed with sad girl whose mom arrived late to school. And there are images of what looks like the guy from Schitt's Creek, the gay guy, waltzing with a little girl, which is also creepy. Blood moon, lunar eclipse tonight. Cool, we'll see it. Found our smallest cosmic neighbor's orbiting local star. That's cool. Undersea tunnel is set to break 5 records and shave hours off of travel time in Europe. Now, the image here is so funny because I'm just like, why wouldn't they just build a bridge? It's 4 lanes of traffic. Well, let's put it under the ocean. Strangers make a boy's birthday extra special with sing-along party. Oh, here's another one. Boy saves his friend from choking at school. I just did my thing, which was the Heimlich. Cool. Earth's tiniest wildcat is captured forever. The rusted, spotty cat of India. Ooh, here was something that's very cool. Strange wood found on beach by fishermen turns out to be Polynesian canoe of great significance. In New Zealand, the complete remains of a wooden boat used by the island's indigenous Polynesians, perhaps even to arrive here, have been found. This is amazing. It's always amazing to me. Oops. That little hair on my microphone is just avoiding. If you've ever tried to grab a hair that's statically charged and it just keeps dodging you, it looks like one of those wacky waving sock guys. Anyway, this canoe, they are going to begin dating, but they found a complete canoe from potentially the 13th century. That's so wild. Here's a bit of news that's amazing too. New method can recycle all parts of a modern solar cell with water. The quote is, "We can recycle everything." So solar is one of the best solutions to growing demands for renewable green energy. However, while controversial solar panels contribute to clean energy production, their disposal presents several environmental challenges. Now, a groundbreaking innovation may change that. Researchers have developed a method to fully recycle modern solar panels using water as the main solvent, which would make it a truly sustainable energy. I mean, I say we should go for that. probably ought to go for that. I want to get down to, there were a couple of things I saw. Oh, here's a mesmerizing ocean currents from NASA being compared to Van Gogh art. And it's pretty wild. It looks like Starry Night from Van Gogh. But that wasn't the thing that I saw. What I saw was a proto... Here we go. Scientists discover a new part of the immune system. All right. This is pretty cool. Most adults, especially, understand little known. Yeah, yeah, okay. Inside of each of our cells, a tiny structure called protosomes recycles damaged and dead proteins to make new ones. A vital and normal function of cellular repair and maintenance. However, the protosome has another responsibility that immunologists have never identified before now. And that is fighting off bacterial infections. And here's how it works. When infected by a bacteria like Salmonella, for example, the protosomes start turning those damaged proteins. So remember, their job is to repair damaged proteins. And when it's infected by a bacteria, the protosomes turn those damaged proteins into weapons, immune compounds that rip into the external membrane of the bacteria cell and kills them. I mean, just when you thought your body couldn't get any cooler, it turns out it's building tools to dismantle harmful bacteria. That's just, I mean, I feel like that's a breakthrough, and I feel like we should be able to use that information. I mean, if it can do that, and a cancer cell, I mean, how do you tell a protosome to identify cancer cells and do the same thing with the proteins and just kill those cancer cells? Because all you got to do is kill the cancer cell, and then, you know, I mean, all you got to do. Sure, I'm a scientist and I know everything about medicine, but I do know that cancer starts at a single cell that's malfunctioning, doesn't have a stop cycle, so it continues to grow. So if you can create, you know, some type of messenger RNA, which I know is a dangerous thing, but it's been around for 25 years. When they discovered it, they thought it was the cure for cancer and all disease. But now it just goes in vaccines, and people are afraid that it's programming your brain, which is probably not true. But, you know, you never know. But, yeah, if you could take that protosome and program it to identify a cell that is malfunctioning and treat it like the bacteria and turn broken protein cells into weapons and weaponize your own proteins against cancer, wouldn't that be neat? but if you go to the other news channel, you'll see that that's impossible probably. And that they're going to say, oh, here's a fun thing. Speaking of medicine, I guess, who's the Shark Tank guy that I just heard on YMH? Mark Cuban has a pharmaceutical company called Cost Plus, where he is selling pharmaceuticals on the cheap. And he said that it's a transparent company where they show you how much they paid and how much you pay. So instead of hiding how much the actual cost is from the manufacturer and marking it up by some insane degree, they are being transparent and getting people medicine that they need for a proper price. And on the interview, when he was asked about things that he really enjoys in life, he said that one of the newest things that he's finding an intense amount of satisfaction from is letters coming in or emails coming in from users of this particular website. He said one person got diagnosed with cancer. The cost for the cancer meds was going to be $900 a month. That particular patient said rather than, you know, put this burden on the family, because they're a poor family, underprivileged family, said he just was going to go ahead and check out and let, you know, life take its course. And instead, he found the Cost Plus website and found that the medication that was going to cost $900 a month actually costs $78 a month, which is totally affordable. So this patient sent an overwhelming message of gratitude to Mark Cuban and the team. And I mean, that's just good news, guys. If you can get medicine that's not hiked up 10 times or 11 times to be this crazy number that nobody can afford, but they know they can milk you because people want to protect their family. Like the game is rigged, but now you've got somebody who's an entrepreneur with a philanthropist mindset. Now that's a really dangerous combination, don't you think? And here comes the lawnmowers. So we're going to call that the news. Guys, thanks for joining me. Tune in whenever for more of the news. And, you know, adjust your shorts. Bye.